Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Christian Professionals Network. My name is a bit of a cold. My name is Chimi Opala, and I am privileged to be the convener of this platform where we raise, teach, and train ethical, excellent Christian professionals who will rise and thrive in their respective workplaces and industries by applying practically Bible-based principles to achieve outstanding and excellent results. So yes, I'm happy that we are doing this today, especially considering the kind of week I've had. I am just getting home after a very long but very, very, very fruitful day. I am tired, yet I am excited, and more importantly, I am happy that I still get to record today's podcast, as I promised you all on the platform that it was going to drop tonight. So hopefully I should be done with this before midnight and send it out quickly. And I'm going to be sharing a quick topic that I titled Skin in the Game, in brackets, here for the money. And before I go into this, our focus or text scripture for today's podcast is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. I'm going to share a quick story. So there's a staff that works with someone very close to me, right? Who has very poor ethics. This is not fairy tale or fantasy. It's not fiction. Yes, that's the word. It's not fiction. This is real life. This is someone that's very close. I know personally. Has this staff that is like very, very poor ethics, mediocrity, lackadaisity, lethargy, indifference towards work, lack of adequate technical skills, and total, what's the word now? Lack of desire to build competence and capacity. You know, at times people get a job and they are just content with mediocrity. They have no plans, intentions, or desires to increase or upskill, increase their knowledge, to grow in their competence, to grow in their skills, or to upskill in any way. They have zero interest. Honestly, this guy comes off, I know him very well. He literally ticks all the boxes for everything that I just said in terms of intentionally being incompetent. And this is feedback that even me have contributed to the feedback as part of the intervention process of, oh, you don't take your work seriously, this, that, that. Total nonchalance and indifference. You know, when someone is here for the money, like anything people like say, I'm here for the money. He has no idea how things work, how his job is supposed to run. If there's an issue, he will not troubleshoot, he will not brainstorm. Absolute zero interest. That's why I tagged this here for the money. But this is where I'm going. So besides the technical incompetence, he also has, in terms of soft skills, he can be disrespectful, at times acts easily peeved when being corrected instead of taking the correction, frowns at constructive criticism, or seems to frown at constructive criticism, and is not an honest person. So all these things I'm describing, I'm hoping you already know they're red flags of things you should never be in any workplace where you are in any capacity. So after several feedback, interventions, conversations, what's the problem? How can we help you? Why are you not interested? Why are you not this? Why, these are the steps you should take to develop yourself. Zero response. Of course, because it's not a charity organization, even if we were, that you are working for free does not mean that you should frustrate us with your lack of lackadaisity. Let me just end it there. So we finally arrived at the decision. He decided that, you know what, he's going to let this guy go. And we said, looking for the replacement. I was really part of the process in helping to find the replacement. Okay, someone came. First of all, you could see the passion, energy, but of course, people typically like to create a first impression. So you don't judge. That's why there's a probation period when it comes to work. Do you know that this guy literally saw his replacement coming for interviews and all that? He didn't even ask. That's how indifferent He didn't even ask, oh, who is this? They are recruiting, as in they are recruiting, they are replacing you in your presence, and you are absolutely unbothered, clueless and unbothered. And then he now got to the point where he was asked not to come to work on a day that is not a public holiday, that is not a weekend, basically on a work day he was told not to show up. He knew others were going to show up, but his boss, who had already made plans to replace him and wanted to basically engage more actively the replacement and did not want the both of them to meet or clash, he wanted to just basically engage him and then make his decision before he lets him go. So he was told not to come to work on a work day. And this guy thought it was a privilege and a blessing not to come to work on a paid work day. He didn't ask questions like, oh, I think that was the shocker for me. I just said, okay, thank you, sir. And left. And I said, ask him. And I asked him, I said, okay, did you tell this guy? I even thought, because me, I was like, oh, it's going to be a tough one. How will you convince him not to come to work because you want to test his replacement without him knowing and all that? He said, oh, it was pretty easy, this one. Any excuse not to show up, you take it. And I asked him, what did you tell him? He said, nothing. Just told him, oh, don't show up on so-so day. Don't come Monday, as in first working day of the week. Don't show up on Monday. He said, fine, no problem. He didn't argue. In fact, he said, thank you. Please. You people should join me in participating in this shock. I said, what? He said, thank you. I said, is it aware that Monday is not a public holiday? Is it aware that Monday is a full work day? Is it aware that Monday is like the first working day of the week and serious-minded people take Monday seriously? I said, so they decided to give you a day off on a day that is not, you are not on leave. At least not any leave that you applied for. Your other colleagues are coming to work. They told you not to show. It did not bother you. Didn't lose, as in your body did not do you somehow. You even collected 10K and you left, and you're expecting to be paid. For me, that was literally what was the word that ticked me off. I've always known, I've heard of his lack of honesty among other things, and I tried to talk. And when I heard that, I was like, nah, this is the height. This is zero skin in the game. This guy is purely here for the money. And I was like, what? As in, I couldn't shake it. I kept, you know how I am when it comes to excellence and all that. I'm like, no matter how bad you hate your job, and I'm hoping that we're getting the message from this, no matter how bad you hate your job, please let Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 always be your ultimate guide, especially if you're on this platform and you listen to me as a Christian professional. Whatever you do, it did not say whatever you like to do, or whatever you love, or whatever job you fancy, or whatever job that you prayed for. Whatever you do, whether how you feel about it was not one of the criteria for this instruction in this particular scripture to you as a Christian professional. Whatever you do, it did not say whatever you do that you like, whatever you do that you enjoy, whatever you do that you like your boss, whatever you do that you like the organization. There's no caveats. Whatever is whatever. Whatever you do, no matter how much you detest it, no matter how much you find it appealing, no matter how much you find it enjoyable, no matter how much you find it irritating, whatever you do, in whatever category it falls under whatever you do. Bible says, work at it with all your heart. It is unacceptable. I'm not sure. This is a combination of both fatigue and commitment to show up today. So please bear with me if I'm having word salad. I believe it is unacceptable to do any job, no matter how menial or technical or mundane, without having any form of skin in the game. See it now. The Bible says here. It does not say whatever exceptional job you do or whatever prestigious job you do. There are some of you are probably in the stage of your life, maybe you're doing internship, or you're even at your job at a grade level that you feel that is lower than, is below you or beneath you. Look at your scripture, see your answer. Whatever you do, do it, work at it with, I'm reading the NIV of course, work at it with all your heart. You must have skin in the game. It says, you know why? You are working for the Lord, not for human masters. Please, if you have not listened to the podcast, I think it's The Ultimate Appraiser. I think that's what I titled that podcast. where I spoke about God being our first line appraiser and our ultimate line manager. It says, you work for the Lord, not for human masters. Yes, we have human masters. We have human people managers, human line managers, human direct reports, human executives, human boards, human C-suite. But always remember that your ultimate and first line manager is God. He says, you know why humans are not the standard here? Because God knows that we are fallible. It's easy for you to judge and criticize your boss until you become one. I know how I used to feel about my line managers when I was much younger in my career years, and when I didn't have as much knowledge and light that I have now, and when I was also not in the kind of leadership position I occupy now. I know how I used to literally feel like I could do everything they do better, and how some of them that were just training me and trying to treat my lack of desire to grow at the time, and I was calling it toxicity. And of course, I knew the ones that were outrightly toxic. Even if I'm 70 years down the line, I'll look back and see that boss was still wicked, because I now know the difference. Well, honestly, our ultimate appraiser will always be God. And that's why God never wants us to have human beings. No matter how amazing your line manager is, no matter how horrible your line manager is or your boss is, your first and ultimate appraiser is God. You know why? It is God that compensates. Human beings and organizations can only pay you salary. God gives compensation. If you want compensation, you want to rise, you want that Daniel type, 10 times better, or the Jacob type, name your price, or the Joseph type, from houseboy to prime minister of one of the richest countries, or should I say kingdoms at the time. It is God that compensates. Human beings and organizations only pay, they can only afford to pay you salary. But God is the one that rewards and compensates. And that is why the Bible tells us, as Christian professionals, whatever you do, however you're approaching your work, no matter how much you detest it or how much you love it, approach it with skin in the game. So when I was In my earlier career years, or a few years back, I remember then, and it was a thing, but I was ignorant to an extent, or should I say I was yet to gain the kind of knowledge that I now have. Just like the way years down the line, I know that God will still teach us and show us more things, that I'll look back at some things that I probably did today and yesterday and be like, oh, I didn't have as much knowledge as I now or then do. We used to say then, and it was a tagline. And guess what? We thought it was smart and cool. I don't know how many of you have heard this tagline in the professional world. I work for the money. If you want loyalty, hire a dog. If you've heard it, I'm sure a number of people here have heard it. There are a number of all those quotable quotes and taglines that sound cool, but when you now match it or benchmark it against scripture, you realize that it makes absolutely no sense, at least by our standards as Christian professionals. I used to say it was literally my tagline, like, you know, when you don't want to do anything beyond your job description or beyond the approved scope, when you want to learn only one Babylonian language, when the Daniels have learned 4 and 10, when the Daniels have learned 4 and 10, and then they're paying them 10 times better, you're beefing. But you want to earn 10 times more too, when you've learned only one. You just met barest minimum. And then you're not looking at those that are going above and beyond, and you're like, oh my goodness, well done. I work for the money. If you want loyalty, hire a dog. Really? So you are basically comparing yourself to it. You're basically saying that a dog is a better employee than you are. As in the things you say, Sha. The things you say. Ah, Father, I thank you for the power and the liberating power of the knowledge, revelation knowledge of your word. I'm not even joking. It was such a cool tagline, at least for me then, back in the days. I used to hear it a lot. I'm not the one that it originated for me. I heard it from someone. And it sounded really cool. Like, relate to it. Like, please don't stress me. I'm not going to do beyond what I'm being paid for. Because then I did not have the understanding that I have an ultimate and primary appraiser and line manager who does not just pay salaries like humans. He rewards, he compensates. Organizations, if you don't remember anything, organizations and human beings can only afford to pay you salaries, but God rewards and compensates. And compensation, when you look at it, you will know that this thing is not commensurate. The work I put in is not, it is not commensurate to the kind of reward or benefit I am getting. That is compensation. When the reward, when the benefits outweighs the work, in quotes, that you have put in to yield that. And it's God that gives that. But there's also a requirement and standard from Him. Whatever you do, that you like your job is not an excuse. That you don't like your job is not an excuse for mediocrity. Because the ultimate appraiser sees you, even if you try to deceive your line manager, your colleagues, your peers, your stakeholders, you, your direct report, your team. You over delegate those kind of lazy bosses. You delegate even your own role to the point that you almost start becoming irrelevant. There is that question: is this person even necessary? You just over delegate, or you are doing nothing at all. Wherever you basically fall, please remember that as a Christian professional, the standard is whatever you do it with all your heart. You must have skin in the game, and please. Today, let's officially kill that very unscriptural quote of saying that you work for the money. And if you want loyalty, hire a dog. You are basically saying that a dog is a better employee than you are. And you are basically saying that money and material things are the ultimate measure of the work that you do. We work for purpose. We work for purpose. We work because it is a command. We work because it's a mandate. When you come into that full understanding of work as ministry, of why you should work in the first place, it will determine how you work and the kind of work that you do. But that's not really the focus for today. I pray that God will help us and the Holy Spirit to keep on packing these things to us. But please, wherever position you find yourself, whether it's a job you detest absolutely and you feel that it's just paying your bills, or you're just, it's just keeping you from being idle, or it's just a box ticking, vocation for you, whatever, even if you're not paid for it, even if it's just internship, you just need it to get grade, whatever reason, even if it's not a paid job, whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as unto the Lord, and not human masters. I hope someone has learned something. I had much, much more to say, but I'm just going to cap it at this, trying to keep it within another 20 minutes, and honestly, I am so exhausted. I am literally knackered. I've had a very long day, and the rest of the week is even going to get busier. But thank you all for always showing up, listening. And please go and put some skin in the game. Whatever level, whatever cadre, whatever capacity, please make sure that whatever you do, you have skin in the game. There's no way you can do something with your heart and you say you don't have skin in the game. You must. And it's not, you don't have to be at a particular level of leadership. So that's another lie too that we need to shut down today. You don't have to be at a particular level of leadership. It's not only senior managers and above that have skin in the game. No. It could be a contract staff. Whatever you do, remember, that's our standard. I'm talking to you now as a Christian professional. I'm talking to you as Christian professionals. The standard is whatever you do. It's not saying when you get to the level of C-suite of middle management upwards. Mm-mm. Whatever you do. Entry level, contract, consultant, mid-level, senior level, C-suite level, board level, whatever you do. The expectations are the same. Because it also grooms you. If you're not having skin in the game, from entry level, where's the guarantee, or where do you now want to learn it from to rise to become middle management, let alone C-suite? So please let us be intentional in having skin in the game in whatever we do. So almost the top of the hour. I promise to send this through tonight, so I have to send it now so it can actually get to you all before midnight. But yes, God bless you. Have an amazing rest of the week, and please put some real skin in the game, because remember, organizations and human beings and institutions pay salaries, but God compensates and rewards, and He judges hearts. So have some skin in the game of the work that God has assigned you to do. God bless you. Have a very splendid rest of the week. Bye.